Sales of e-books in the U.S. fell by almost 19% during the first 9 months of 2016, with a similar trend in the U.K., and sales of e-readers like Kindle have been on the decline since 2011. Some culture watchers are calling it the result of digital fatigue, a trend that parts ways with the music and the TV industries.
To help us get a handle on why e-book sales are down while hardcover and paperback sales are up, we thought we'd ask one of Wisconsin's own celebrated novelists, Jane Hamilton.
Jane Hamilton is the critically acclaimed author of numerous best-selling books, including A Map of the World, The Book of Ruth, and her latest, which is just out in paperback. It's called The Excellent Lombards. She lives and writes in an orchard farmhouse in Wisconsin. Jane, hi. Thanks for talking today.
Thanks for having me.
So again, sales of e-readers and e-books are down. Hardcover and paperback sales, however, are up a little more modestly. But what do you think is going on there?
Well, I'm not a sociologist, but I'd like to tell you my two experiences with encountering readers who were sitting next to me on an airplane. Well, and one was a train. The first was a train. The guy on the train, and I got to talking with him, and this was at the beginning of books on devices, and he learned that I was a writer, and he whipped out his iPad, and he downloaded my most recent book, and he said, "This is going to be so much fun. I've never read a book in front of the author before." And although I didn't yet know him well and never came to know him well, my instinct was, this is not going to be fun. And in fact, he was so distracted with his gadget that it took him the 3 hours of the train trip to get to page 18. And so, you know, he was doing all kinds of things on the gadget because, of course, the gadget has the world. And as opposed to an earlier time when I sat next to somebody on an airplane who'd been reading one of my books, and these are the only two times that I've ever sat next to anybody who was reading my book, I just have to say. And she was reading a hard copy, and I said nothing. And, you know, it was very public. We could see what she was reading, and yet the book was just the thing itself. And it only held that particular world. And I don't know. I think that people might have a hunger just for having one thing unto itself in their hands.
And what about that notion of it possibly being digital fatigue as well, that it could be that people are tired of having that device that holds the world, maybe, and they want the one thing? Are people uniquely maybe feeling this way around books?
I think that's very possibly true, and I think that, you know, it'd be interesting to chart to see who's reading what genre on what device, because it might break down by genre. I have no idea if that's true, but I think it might be possible when you look at the bestseller lists. But I think also that people may have realized that if we're going to have brick and mortar bookstores, you really have to support them. And you have to buy real books, and you know, and there's such notable and dynamic and vibrant booksellers on the scene now. People like Ann Padgett, who have said publicly, she owns a bookstore in Nashville, and she basically says, if I see you in my store, and you're noting an ISBN number, and I see that you're going to order it, you know, online, I will kill you. So. So, you know, the booksellers have been a force, I think, behind this trend, and also probably the millennials who grew up reading Harry Potter and you know, had real hardcover books every however many years it took to crank them out, and just the joy of having that experience with a real book, I think, is probably part of it too.
Right, that's an interesting one. I mean, I'm not a millennial. I'm a little too old to be a millennial. I'm a Gen Xer, but I was there in line with all, I guess, the millennials waiting to get my Harry Potter book. And it was something that felt really special to have that physical book in your hand. You could look at the cover art, and books even, you know, they have a smell. And smell of paper. So there is something that's more of the senses about a book than there is about, yeah, a device.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can see them on your shelf, and you can remember what you've read. I mean, I know you can look at your list on your device also, but I think it's very different to have them in front of you in your workspace or your living room or wherever. And I think also we're so used to reading quickly online and carelessly, and maybe having the book, the real physical object, allows us to slow down in every way and to read more carefully. Again, I'm just I haven't done any research, but that's my hope, I guess.
We're talking with Wisconsin novelist Jane Hamilton right now. She's the author of numerous books, including The Book of Ruth and The Excellent Lombards. We're talking about why it may be that readers are turning back toward physical books and away from e-books and e-readers. We're seeing that trend from 2016. And Jane, what we're saying, you know, is there is this case to be made for the physical book. And yet, on the other hand, there is a tandem minimalist craze right now. People getting rid of everything, but basically, you know, exactly what they need. They have one plate, one fork, and I'm assuming that for these people, having one device to hold all of their books would be pretty seductive. Do you think there is value in having a physical book, maybe gathering dust when you're not actually reading that book and you could just have one device?
Veronica, you're talking to a dinosaur. yes, I think there is value. Absolutely. I don't know. I want to get rid of everything too. I understand the impulse, but the books for me are the last to go because they are really a marker of the stages of life that you've gone through and the things you've thought about. And I think that they are more emblematic of your phases than any other objects you might own. You know, there was the Carlos Castaneda phase and the Herman Hesse phase and the Faulkner phase. Mm-hmm. And you could just see it all there. So I would think that when the kids get older, they might wish that they had a little bit more evidence of the life that they've led.
And I'm curious about what our listeners think about this. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you prefer the actual physical book, or do you think you like the streamlined experience of an e-reader? Do you get more distracted with an e-reader, or is it kind of the same no matter what format you're reading on? If you do like those physical books, what is it that you like about them? You can call us at 800-642-1234, and you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. And Jane, let's talk a little about the role of libraries. Again, now you can get e-books at the library, but also, you know, of course, they have shelves and shelves of physical books, and you got a soft spot yourself for interlibrary loans. What do you like about that?
Well, I've gotten things from outside of Wisconsin every now and then. I got this screenplay by Terrence Malick from the University of Vermont once. That was a thrill. It's interesting to see what is being held where, and then it comes to you, and you know, other people have read it. There's a kind of wonderful communal feeling about having a book from, you know, Rhineland or so. I don't know. That's just one of the joys of being in the library. And I love being in the stacks. And I hope that the physical books still keep being a feature of a public library for as long as I'm living. I like to wander and see what's there, and you know, be taken by surprise.
Let's take a caller now. We have Darlene joining us in Tomahawk. Darlene, hi.
Hi. I was just listening to this show. Thank you for taking my call. And I wanted to say that up here in Tomahawk, it's unaffordable to keep buying books, so I like to use my library. And I read on average at least 100 books handheld per year. And I also have a Kindle, because if the library doesn't have it, I have to go digitally to the library loan, and I've read several hundred of those over the course of a couple of years.
Darlene's a voracious reader. She's an omnivore, though, Jane. She likes the Kindle for some things and the physical books for other things. Is that a nice medium road to walk?
I think any road you walk is fine, Veronica. I absolutely can understand having a reader for traveling, and I think, you know, it's wonderful to have access to all mediums, and But I wonder, Darlene, why you don't read everything on your reader.
No, because I do prefer to have a handheld page turner, and I find when I've, and I'm reading the Kindle right now, but I've got two handheld books next, and when I go from the Kindle to the handheld, I find I'm touching the side of the pages of the book. I'm carrying over my Kindle and forget where I'm at, but I do prefer the handheld page turners.
I like the term handheld. That's new to me. Do other people use that term, Jane, instead of physical book, handheld?
I've never heard that. Is that your term, Darlene?
Don't know. It's what I've been using.
All right, I like it. Let's get one more quick call in. Donna joining us from Brookfield. Donna, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, thanks.
I just wanted to say that I agree 100% with this whole thing about digital fatigue. As a teacher, at the school that I work at, we have one-to-one devices, so every student in the middle school and the high school has a Chromebook, and they're doing their work on Chromebooks all the time, and they're reading novels, they download novels, they read the novels, and the kids just don't, they just don't read for the sake of reading anymore. They're hunting and pecking, and they're looking for answers. If I'm asking them to look for figurative language, they're just looking for that phrase. They're not reading for the enjoyment of reading.
Donna, thank you for that. And Jane, do you think there's something to that, just briefly, that when we're on an e-reader or a computer, that we're not reading for the sake of reading anymore?
Well, that's certainly my experience as a reader and being in front of the computer as much as I am. But that anecdote sounds harrowing, and I think it would be great if we could get back to more fiction in the schools and real books.
And Jane, do you have a favorite book in the last couple seconds together here that you find especially beautiful and you like the way it looks? It just makes you feel good.
I've been reading Jane Gardam, who's a British novelist, and her novels are published by Europa. And I have to say, there's kind of a lot of typos in them, but it's beautiful paper. They're just really lovely paperbacks, and she is a writer who, you read her and you have automatic happiness.
Jane, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Jane Hamilton. She is a critically acclaimed author of numerous books, including Disobedience and her newest, The Excellent Lombards. And we were talking about the pleasures of actual physical books as sales of ebooks and e-readers decline.